morning, BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East. Coming up to 10 to 11. Lisa Shaw with you through till 12 o'clock. It's that time again.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East.
This week, your My Tunes resident DJ is a lady called Amanda Tweedy. She's the chief fundraising executive at the Healing Tour, which is a children's charity in Chesterley Street. Now, Amanda set up the charity to help kids and parents with disabilities. And this year, it's marking its 10th anniversary. So let's hear about the charity from Amanda herself. And also, what's her Monday motivational song? Let's find out now.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
You're the fundraising exec then at Heal & Tour. Tell us a little bit about Heal & Tour for anyone who might not be aware of the charity.
Right, certainly. We are a North East-based children's charity. We are the only one in the North East to provide the services that we do. And we have around 125 children who come to our centre currently. We work with children who have cerebral palsy and other physical disabilities. And we actually started off with just four children back in 2008. But such is the need for our service and the effectiveness of what we do in the centre, our numbers have shot up over sort of the last few years. We actually don't receive any government funding. We have to raise £500,000 a year, so we rely on support from the local community and businesses. The therapies that we offer children, they come either once or twice a week, depending on what they need. But it's mainly free conductive education therapy, and also subsidised therapies, including physiotherapy, speech and language, and special education needs. And really what we're all about is trying to help the children become more mobile, improve their movements, the range of movements, and increasing their confidence, their independence, so they can start to do things for themselves and have a better quality of life. It's a really positive centre.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Kids are great.
A better quality of life. Mm-hmm. And just adding that extra kind of aspect to things, whereas, you know, therapy, if they didn't receive therapy, life is a lot different, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. And I mean, all of the parents who come, they value our services so much. They're so grateful for everything that we do. We have children who've been there from the very start. And the development, obviously each child's completely different, but some of them see the development so quickly. We've had children who've been initially in wheelchairs, we managed to get them up out into care walkers or onto sticks, even just tiny little things to us, you know, fastening our school coat, tying our shoes. Children who come to Heal & Tour, a lot of them can't do that, but that's what the therapists will work towards, life skills as well as obviously the bigger aspects of getting them more mobile, and they want to be able to do things for themselves, especially as they get older. You know, they don't want to rely on the parents or the siblings to do it. So it's given them that independence and given them goals to work towards, and they feel a great sense of achievement once they've done things that they wanted to.
Brilliant. Well, a much needed service for which you are one of the fundraisers, the fundraising exec, in fact. And we're going to be finding more out about you, what your job involves, and more about Heal & Tour across the week as you are resident DJ this week, Amanda. Which means you've got your first job to do right now, and that is to choose us a Monday motivational song. So tell us what you've chosen and why.
Oh, I've chose a good one. I've chose David Guetta, Titanium. It's a great one to have blasting in the car on the way into work. Everyone else is depressed. It's a Monday morning. But I love my job, so I'm not depressed when I'm driving into work. But this one just really pushes us and motivates us to keep going and trying to get the money raised that we need.
You shot it out. My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
12 minutes to 11, My Tunes time. This week, our resident DJ is fundraising executive for the children's charity Heal & Tour. Her name's Amanda Tweedy. We met her for the first time yesterday. We heard all about the charity and what it does yesterday. Today, Amanda's going to tell us why she wanted to be part of a charity to help children. Also, she's going to take a trip down memory lane, her memory song on the way soon.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
So Amanda Tweedy is the fundraising exec for Heal & Tour and is our resident DJ this week here at My Tunes. So we found out a little bit yesterday about Heal & Tour itself. I want to find out a little bit more about you, Amanda. So how long have you worked for Heal & Tour?
I've worked there for 6 years now.
Okay, always in fundraising?
Yep, fundraising, mainly events and working with the corporates.
Is charity a sector, the voluntary sector, one that you've worked in throughout your career, or did it just happen with Heal & Tour?
I kind of fell into it. I started off doing event management for accountants and lawyers and the corporate side. And then I started working for Newcastle Building Society, and they had a community fund, a community foundation. And I just loved that side of it. I was doing events, but with the community foundation, I was doing the PR on where they gave money to. And I just thought, God, that's such a really nice thing to be able to do, to give back to the community. And I kind of had a bit of dip my toe in the water with charity work, and then went to work for the Children's Foundation and was doing PR and events, and then ventured further into the fundraising side of it. We always did fundraising as a family. We raised money for cancer charities. My mum had breast cancer years ago, so after she'd got the all clear, she said, I want to do something. I feel like I've been so lucky. So as a family, we did sponsored walks and charity nights. So I kind of enjoyed that in my spare time. And then just got more into the charity side, actually fundraising, and really went into fundraising a lot more with Heal and Toe. And the charity that I worked for, they'd given some money to Heal and Toe, and then I saw that they were growing, and I thought maybe they need some extra help. So got in touch.
You went for it.
Best call I've ever made.
But it's not easy, is it? It's not an easy job. And a lot of people kind of think, oh, fundraising, you know, it's all sitting in the bath of beans and it's doing, you know, like you say, fun runs and stuff. But actually, fundraisers have targets to hit, don't they? And fundraising is not an easy gig.
It's not. And the targets go up every year because obviously, as in the case of our charity, we take more and more children on. And, you know, that means that we need to take more staff on. Everything goes up. And you know, you just have to be as passionate as you can and try and convince people. There are so many worthwhile charities out there.
Of course there are, yeah.
But I think when people come to the centre, that's the main thing that we can do, is offer them a visit to the centre and actually physically meet the kids. We've got loads of great information on our website and we've got videos, but if you can get them to the centre and actually introduce them to the kids and say, this is where your money's going to be going, these children come here every week, and without fundraising, it wouldn't be possible. And this is what a difference it's making. So it is hard, and we're constantly sort of plugging away. But when you work somewhere like that, you're just so devoted, and you see the kids, and it just pushes you on to keep doing it. Against all the no's, you're going to get yeses. So.
And are we a generous bunch then in the North East? Do we show you good support at Heal and Toe?
They really are. I've always said the North East is a very, very generous place. It's quite often the people who haven't got much who will do things. But then you get the bigger companies who, it's part of their policy to support charities, and they'll bend over backwards to do as much as they can and get their staff involved, which is great.
Fantastic. Lots more to talk about throughout the week, but Tuesday's Memory Song Day, Amanda. So what song are you going to share with us today, and what's the memory behind it?
I've picked Aerosmith, Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And I said I wasn't going to be cheesy, but I am. But it's for my husband. I'm not going to name him because he will be embarrassed. People who know me know who he is. But it was our wedding song. So unfortunately, the DJ picked the longest version possible when it was our wedding day. So we were trying to get people to get up and join in, and everyone downright refused. So it does bring back embarrassing memories as well as fond memories. But yeah, that's my choice for today. I could stay
awake. My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
My Tunes time. This is where resident DJ takes over our airwaves, takes control of the music, brings you a song of their choice. And Wednesday today, it's Guilty Pleasure Day. This week's resident DJ is Amanda Tweedy. She's the fundraising executive for the children's charity Heal and Toe. Yesterday, she told us why she wanted to help children and to raise money to build a new centre and facilities. Today, she's back to tell us more and to give us her Guilty Pleasure song.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
We talked a little bit yesterday, Amanda, about how you got into your job, the fact that you love your job, you're very passionate about your job. What are the highlights? What are the best bits?
Being with the kids, really, is the main thing. Just going downstairs, we're all in the office upstairs, and going down and seeing them in the sessions.
Is that kind of your escape?
Themselves.
So you're upstairs in the office, but you know there's stuff going on downstairs.
Yeah, we love it when we have people come in who want to do check presentations, or are just wanting to raise money and they want to come and have a look around. Or when we have new assessments in, so parents are bringing new children in to see if we can help. So we take them around the building. And you get to know the children and get to know the parents as well. So if you haven't seen a child for a few weeks, and you actually go into a session, you think, God, they couldn't do that before. I was in here a few weeks ago and they couldn't do that. And that's because the therapy staff are working so hard with them and they're so committed and patient.
But and that's going to help drive you on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It really does. Like I say, it sometimes, you know, quite often, if times are hard for people, the first thing to go is charitable giving, which is understandable. So you can have lulls when you really struggle. But then other times, you know, things really pick up and you get a big company on board, or you'll get a team of people doing the Great North Run, all wanting to do it for your charity. And, you know, continued support is great. People come back year after year, which we have a lot of. They're very dedicated, a lot of supporters that we have got. And yeah, it just keeps you going to actually physically be in the centre with the kids and know that you're helping make a difference through fundraising.
We've talked about the kids and the fact that their lives can change completely because of the therapy that Heal and To offer. But what about the parents that come along with the kids?
There's quite a few aspects really for the parents. I mean, the main thing that we see is just a bit of respite time.
Yeah.
A lot of them are up. You know, they've got hospital appointments, they're backwards and forwards. The children naturally aren't well. They don't sleep at night. So for parents, we've got a waiting room where they can have teas and coffees, the telly's on, they can just sit on the phone or they can go and nip down the shops. But just having that hour and a half, 2 hours every single week to say this is my downtime, they know the kids are in the sessions with the therapists and they're working hard but they're enjoying what they're doing and they can just switch off for a little bit.
So, yeah.
And support network as well. Quite often we'll have sessions where there's group sessions, so it's children of similar age, similar ability, and then the parents will sit and chat and they become actually quite good friends because it's a bit of a support network as well.
Shared experience,
yeah. So that they know, you know, there is others out there who have the same problems or, you know, the same worries, and so they become quite close actually to the ones who are in the same, the mothers and fathers who are in the same session.
Great. Well, back to the music, Amanda, if that's all right. Today is usually our favourite day, if we're honest, because it's Guilty Pleasure Day. And you get to air your musical skeleton, so to speak. What have you gone for today? What song do you love, but ordinarily you wouldn't admit to loving?
Well, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I shouldn't really be in this kind of music. But it's Justin Bieber. What do you mean? I am a bit of a closet Bieber fan.
You're a Belieber.
I am, yeah.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody on BBC Newcastle. Coming up to 10 to 11, Lisa Shaw with you until 12. Thank you very much for your company. It's My Tunes now. Thursday, dedication day, and our DJ this week is Amanda Tweedy, who is the fundraising executive from the children's charity Heal and To in Chesterley Street. Now, the charity is celebrating its 10-year anniversary this year. Let's hear more from Amanda and let's find out about her dedication song. Who is she dedicating it to?
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
We've learnt quite a bit actually about yourself, about Heal and To across the week, and I was really interested when I was reading about Heal and To and how it all started in 2008 by Paul Bannister. This journey and the idea that no child should be denied therapy due to a lack of money, I know, was that kind of the founding premise, so to speak. Isn't it sad to think that actually was the case? But it must be such a relief to know that it's not for so many parents across the North East because of the existence of Heal and To.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of the parents who come to us can't believe that we're not government funded because they see what a difference it makes, and it should be funded, but obviously they're stretched. So that's why Paul Bannister and some of the parents got together in 2008 and just thought, you know, this conductive education therapy is so effective with children. It really makes a difference for children with cerebral palsy or other physical disabilities. They just thought, you know, that every child should have access to this kind of therapy because they want to improve their lives, and the parents want that for them as well. They want to see them getting stronger and developing. So that's why they set the charity up. But it is a shame that there just isn't enough therapy out there for these children.
I wonder whether Paul Bannister back in 2008 would have looked ahead 10 years in the future and expected to see what exists today, because of course it's a very special year, isn't it, for Heal and To, because come October it is your 10th anniversary.
It is, yes. We're very excited about that. 10 years, and let's say 125 children we have now across the North East who come, and we are getting assessments all the time as well for more children, so there's obviously a need out there. but it's good for us to know that Healing Tours, a charity, are getting more recognised, and the services that we offer. A lot of it is word of mouth. Parents who bring the children to us already will go to a nursery group or a school and just tell other parents how valuable the services are. So, but yeah, I don't think Paul thought back 10 years ago, starting with four children, one of them being his own daughter, Hannah, who was the inspiration behind it all. I don't think he would think would be up to as many children as we have now, but we just have to keep going because these children rely on us.
It's amazing, isn't it, what grows out of necessity sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
And we're going to talk about some of the special things that are happening this year, tomorrow, if that's all right with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. I want your dedication song today, if you would. Thursday's dedication day, so you can be a bit self-indulgent, a bit more self-indulgent, Amanda, today. What have you chosen and why?
Oh, this is my favourite one of the week. It's the Mavericks Dance the Night Away, and it's for my lovely dad, Bill Hope, who I can name because he'll be chuffed that he's had a mention on the radio. And it's just always, as far as I can remember, being our song, me and my dad. And we danced at my wedding. And any parties, or even when we're just in a restaurant, we'll ask for a song, come on, and we'll get up and dance. So this is our song for my dad.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
So it is the final day for our My Tunes resident DJ, and she's done a job. Some awesome music is chosen by Amanda Tweedy, who is the fundraising executive for the children's charity Healing Tour in Chesterley Street. It is celebrating its 10-year anniversary this year. And Amanda's told me all about the new centre that they're planning to build to mark a decade of helping kids and parents. So it's Friday, and we want to know how Amanda gets ready for the weekend. Her song choice on the way.
My Tunes.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
Amanda Tweedy, the fundraising executive for Heal and Tour, has been our resident DJ all this week, has one final day left to share her musical taste with us, which we'll get to in just a second. But we mentioned yesterday the fact that this year, it's a very special year, it's Heal and Tour's 10th anniversary. And actually, you've got some very, very exciting things happening, including opening a new building, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about this, Amanda.
Yeah, certainly. We, like I say, really excited about our new building. One we have currently in Pelton Front Street is our first building that we've owned. And our second building is just along the road in Perkinsville. So we're hoping, our aim is, by October, by our 10th anniversary, that we've raised the remaining amount, £150,000, and we can open the centre and have a big open day. And our new centre is going to be an add-on to what we currently do. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic for us. We're going to have a big hydro pool in there, and there's not many hydro pools in the northeast. The ones that there are currently, there is a massive waiting list, and they make a huge difference to children with disabilities like this. And the unique thing about our pool is generally, if you have a hydro pool, you get a slot and you can go in there with your child, and it's lovely and relaxing and calming against the water. But our sessions are going to actually take place in the pool, so the therapist will get in the pool with the child and use the resistance of the water to help with the mobility. So obviously the therapists are desperate to get this building so they can get in the hydro pool. We're going to have a larger physiotherapy suite as well, because we know that there is a need for the physiotherapy service massively. We've got a waiting list for that currently. And so we're going to have a larger physiotherapy room and also other smaller rooms, and then accommodation upstairs. So it means that children can come with the parents from a little bit further afield and have, say, a week of intensive physiotherapy.
Oh, brilliant.
And actually stay on the premises, so we don't have to travel backwards and forwards. And a week of physiotherapy makes a huge difference to a child coming down every day. So
A busy and exciting year.
It is, yeah. And, you know, we've got a lot of companies already who've gotten in touch and wanted to support what's called the Footprints Appeal. And what we're doing with all of those companies, or the community groups, or schools, individuals, we're putting their name on a roll of honour, which is a big vinyl in the entrance. And everyone's name who has made a contribution to the new building will go on then. We've got similar in the Pelton building, and everybody loves it. People who come in and see the name up there, and it means a lot for them to get that acknowledgement and have a lasting legacy in the building. So if anyone would like to help us raise that remainder amount, please do get in touch. You're welcome to come in and have a look around and meet some of the new kids, and just come and show your support. There's all loads of information on the website, and you can do all sorts of things, from just making a donation to an event, a cake sale, a raffle, a walk. We've got events throughout the whole of the year that we do ourselves, obviously, a charity ball, sportsman's dinner. We have a lovely walk for children in Saltwell Park on May Bank Holiday, which is a fancy dress walk, which the kids love. And then we've got Great North Run places, we've got places for Tough Warrior, all sorts. There's absolutely loads of events that we do throughout the year, so something for everybody really, if you want to have a look on the website.
Brilliant. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that for what is going to be a very, very exciting year and that brand new building. And thank you for being our resident DJ this week, Amanda. You have one job left to do, and that's to get our weekend started. What's your weekend song and why have you chosen it?
This is a definite one for a Friday night. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthems. Let's go! Party Rock is in the house.